So now I'm going to read the first half of a special prayer, Sri Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Dashakam, by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O beautiful Govardhan, matchlessly enormous king of mountains, please bestow upon me my most cherished desire, residence near your side. You took the shape of an umbrella with the arm of your own Lord. So who is that? Krishna. With the arm of your own Lord as the handle, thus pulverizing the arrogant pride of Indra, who was intoxicated by his own opulence. O Govardhan, please grant me a dwelling near your side so that I can easily witness and serve the youthful lovers. So who are the two youthful lovers? Sri Sri Radha Krishna. As they perform newer and newer secret amorous leelas. And they do this within your many caves. It is there that they become completely maddened by drinking prem. You are present and making everything possible. O Govardhan, please grant me a dwelling right by your side, for you are very dear to me. Now if you say to me, Sri Radha and Krishna also perform pastimes at Sanketa and other places in the forest, so why don't you desire to reside there? I will reply that upon your incomparable pearl-studded altars, on your jeweled singhasanas, and below your trees, within your cracks and crevices, upon your crest, and in your multitude of caves, Sri Krishna and Balaram always enjoy playful sports, and they are accompanied by Sri Dham and the other Sakhas. O Govardhan, please grant me residence near your side, because having manifested a lustrous black raised sitting place with an enchanting scent, you facilitated and witnessed the Dhanakeli pastime enacted by the youthful lovers named Sri Sri Radha, who themselves are a treasure house of delicious rasa mellows. Thus you increase the transcendental pleasure of Sri Krishna's exalted rasika devotees who relish those mellows. O Govardhan, please grant me residence near your side. The unprecedented Radhakund, who is most dear to Sri Krishna and who is also your dear friend, embracing Radhakund to your neck, in a playful mood you remain hidden there while watching Sri Radha and Krishna enjoy pastimes in their freshly blossoming youth. That secluded spot is also perfectly suitable for me. I will sit right there and relish their pastimes along with you. O Govardhan, please grant me residence near your side. You are worshipping Sri Radha and Krishna with your nice, spacious fields, your ponds, streams, and waterfalls, your forests, fresh grasses, and shade trees. And you also nourish Sri Krishna's beloved cows, whose numbers are thus increasing at every moment. Your very name, Govardhan, the word ga means cows, and vardayati means to nourish and increase. Thus, your name is successful and renowned throughout the three worlds. If I can reside near you, I will also be able to receive the darshan of Sri Krishna, who is my Ishta Dev. And I come to you, Krishna comes to you when he brings his cows out to graze. O Govardhan, please bestow upon me residence by your side right away. Sri Krishna, now here's a quiz. Krishna killed two brothers and a sister of the same family. Who were those three demons? Putana, Agasura. Wow, this is the advanced. Anand, your Krishna book studies came through. Excellent. What was your final score on Krishna book? 99.99? And how old were you when you finished your Krishna book and you got your diploma? 12 or 13? We go way back, Anand. Jai. Yes. Putana, Agasura, and Bagasura. Krishna showed you special honor by establishing Vraja beneath you and while holding you aloft, thereby turning you into a new home for the Vrajavasis and protecting them from Indra's hostility. You are the crown of Vrindavan, and Krishna always takes care of you, since you are his dear devotee. Krishna's nature is that he is merciful to those who, although unqualified, reside near those whom he honors. So by residing near you, I also will certainly obtain Krishna's mercy. Final verse. O Giriraja Maharaj, from the moon-like face of Srimati Radhika, the following words have issued. Hantayam adir abala haridasa varyo yadrama krishna charanas parasha pramoda manang tanoti sahago ganayasta yoryat paniya suyavasa kandara kandamulai. So these are the words of Radharani. This is taken from the chapter where all the gopis are describing the wondrous effects of Krishna's flute and how they are feeling separation from Krishna in the day. So this was the statement of Radharani. Of all devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my dear friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram along with their calves, cows, and cowherder friends, all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. And being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill always appears very jubilant. This hill is the best of those who are known as Haridas. These words from Srimad Bhagavatam have revealed the nectar of your name, and all the Vedas have established you as the fresh tilak of Vrajamandal. You are such a high-class devotee. So if I stay with you, I will certainly get high-class bhakti. Therefore, the most desirable place to reside is near your side. Therefore, please grant me a dwelling there. O Govardhan, you are absorbed in the rasa of friendship towards Sri Radha and Krishna, and they are surrounded by their sakis and sakas. And you are the unparalleled source of happiness for the men, women, birds, animals, and all living entities of Braja. You are so kind. Krishna just touched you, and you automatically lifted yourself up to serve him, becoming weightless on his finger. You fulfill Krishna's desire and thus protect all Vrajavasis. So please accept this most fallen and miserable person, and by mercifully bestowing upon me residence near your side, make even poor me a worthy recipient of Sri Krishna's love. O Govardhan, although I am a cheater and a rogue, the greatly merciful Sri Sachinandana Krishna Chaitanya, who is most dear to you, has offered me unto you. So you are therefore obliged to accept me, without considering whether I am qualified or unqualified. Please bestow upon me a residence near your side. Here's your payoff for listening, if you were listening. Whoever ardently meditates on these 10 nectarian verses, glorifying Srila Govardhan, the master of mountains, will obtain blissful residence near Govardhan, thereby very quickly attaining the auspicious jewel of direct service to Sri Radha Krishna. Giri Govardhan ki. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra one time, por favor.